Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil too with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Right now in the bottom of the sixth, the White Sox and Indians are all tied at 1, but the Indians do have two on with one out. Todd Frazier and Francisco Lindor with home runs in this one. James Shields so far, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 2 hits only allowed, and 6 strikeouts. So bottom of the sixth, with 2 on, 1 out, White Sox and Indians are tied at 1. Cubs and Dodgers are off today. Tomorrow, though, John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6. One final today in Major League Baseball, the Tigers edging the Twins 2-1. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. A win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Now, Miami takes on Washington tomorrow. If the Heat win, the Bulls lose, Miami we'll move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. Off the ice, Michael Roosevelt underwent surgery today to repair facial fractures. The team said he's expected to make a full recovery. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you maximize performance, fuel economy, engine life, you'll save. Get a 5.25 ounce of Lucas Fuel System treatment for just $4.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Maddie, thank you very much. This hour of the Bernstein and Goff Show is being brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
You're going to see a team immortalized by a banner, by a flag, and that's special. That's special.
The party has never stopped. I am thoroughly impressed by how totally focused they are on wanting to win games again. And, I mean, they are way into it. They are way into it.
How can you see that?
Defense. You go around this roster. Look at the players out there. You find reasons for guys to be motivated, to continue to bust their tail. Whether it's Schwarber, who missed all of last season, Almora is trying to find his spot on this team, Jaje, a newcomer, Jason Hayward trying to prove that he's worth the money. So you go up and down this roster, there's a lot of motivation for a lot of different players for different reasons.
Bernstein and Goff, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Chris Bryant right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
We're ball players. I mean, it's nice what we did last year, but this year's a completely different year, and, you know, we're going to build off of last year. But there's no need to sit back and say that we finally won one and now we can just go out there and put on cruise control. It's definitely not like that here. I mean, we want to do it all over again. And we know we have some new faces here that want to experience it too and experience what it's like winning in the city. And we got to see it last year and it was the time of our lives. So I think just wanting to do that again is the only motivation that we need.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Brothers gonna work it out.
So you got a lot of people right now vibing in their cars. All of a sudden, one of the old house jams breaks out and traffic is backed up. You're sitting there dancing in your car. We appreciate you listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein today. And tomorrow and Thursday as well.
Yes.
So we'll be hanging out for the next few days at 312-644-6767. 670-11 is the way a lot of people communicate with us on the Tech Zone. We appreciate you for doing that. And some people watch as well. Watch 670thescore.com is right there for you. And 670thescore.com is right there for you. And your radio.com app as well. Lawrence, what have we been talking about for the last 4.5 hours or something like that? Was it 4.5? Four hours, yeah.
We had a really nice discussion with Joe Davis, who's the Dodgers' new play-by-play man. Really interesting stuff from him about taking over for Vin Scully. Jen Latta was on the show from ESPN, our good friend. She joined us to talk about the Anthony Rizzo special, and apparently there was so much footage that they had in the feature that they're going to do a half-an-hour thing on it this weekend on ESPN2.
Cubs sell, so you're definitely going to get a lot of eyes on that.
And there's no doubt about that. We talked a little bit about the Bears draft with Matt Miller as well. We've been spending a lot of time talking with you about the banner raising last night, what went on there, and discussing the rings. The rings are going to be handed out tomorrow night. You can actually hear that here on The Score tomorrow night. And we've kind of talked a little bit about personal preference of whether or not you wear a ring. I mean, there's currently a nice little back and forth text exchange going on in the Holmes household. Because apparently I'm married to Flashy McGee. Hey. Because she is like, I would wear that thing like a brooch. I'm going to wear it on the top of my head like Janet Jackson.
You do what you want when you're popping. You know, she's popping. You know, if she had that ring, everybody would be there to see it for her.
Yep. This is very, very true and troubling.
Not at all.
Now I got to go insure her.
Right. Exactly. Everything on her. Anytime she puts anything new on. All right. Let me see. How much of those Nikes are? $150. All right. Let's insure those for $225 in case somebody takes them off your feet.
Yeah. It's interesting because I ran across some sound. I want to run past you. And I know we still have the Forbes valuations that we want to get to, but John Lester last night was talking about this whole thing and what it was like. I want you to take a particular interest in what he says at the end of this when discussing banner night over at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was, it was nice. It was, I think, better than what we kind of expected, you know. Obviously, when the crowd sticks around for a two-hour rain delay, that's always nice. You know, the team going out there and raising the flag and some guys, I don't want to say old guys, but old guys coming back and, you know, doing the same thing. So it was a special night. Definitely something that'll go down in my book is something that I'll remember for a long, long time. And you know, and I now look forward to Wednesday and getting, you know, getting the fun stuff, getting the ring. So that'll be good.
This is interesting that he said that. You know, this is a guy that has been through this a couple of times, right, and that he wants that ring, that he's really excited. It's like what you said earlier, Jay, when you're talking about the team accomplishment is great. And this is the part where you do get to be a little bit selfish, yeah, and you get to go, I want mine. Yeah. I want my thing.
Representation of your personal sacrifice and all the, you know, the pain meds that you got to take and all the other stuff that goes on throughout the season that nobody knows about. You being away from your family for 6.5 months, 7 months, if you go to the playoffs, all the traveling, everybody thinks that, you know, you just get on a plane and immediately you get dropped off in a luxury hotel and there's no wear and tear on your body. Baseball is a grueling sport. So all those things are wrapped up in that symbolic piece of jewelry. And I understand it. It'll be, Joe Maddon says he's not a ring guy, he's a banner guy. That's cool. But I think the players that go through it more, I think if you got them to talk about it on a real level, it'd be about the rings for them because that's their personal piece. They don't take home that banner. You know, they don't. Agents tell you all the time, too, you don't get a cut of a ring, but that ring is the symbolic thing that you can look at, you know, for years and say, hey, man, that season right there, this is what happened. Or my kid was born that season, or I was going through a divorce and I didn't know which way was up from down. And damn it, we made it through. And that was the only good thing happening for me that year. That ring is very important for these guys.
It makes sense to me, too, that Maddon would talk about the banner because ideally that's what the manager is all about. He actually did speak about what happened yesterday. This is what Joe Maddon had to say about it.
It was awesome. It was really well done. It's just a really special night for all of us. It's for, like I said before the game, for our fan base, for the organization. It was a very special evening, and I really liked the idea of Billy Rhino and Fergie raising them, then our guys. Really well thought out. Just a special evening.
So that was Joe Madden's take on it. There's one more thing I wanted you to hear, Jay, because I was listening to Theo. I went back to listen to Theo pregame, and it's a question that I've talked about over the last couple of weeks of how can they let this go when it's right in their face, and it's something to be celebrated and something to be thought about. Theo had some thoughts on that last night.
The best part about last year was we all got to be part of something bigger than ourselves, feel connected to each other and the fans and the organization and the city. And, you know, they say all glory is fleeting, and it is, but the flag will fly forever, and that feeling of being part of something bigger than ourselves will last forever, too. And I think, to me, that's what it symbolizes.
You mentioned turn the page, and so far you're 4-2. It seemed like the guys have really taken on the next task at hand. Is it a tribute to them turning the page, or just the character guys brought in?
This is the lowest maintenance group I've ever been around. You know, they handled the target on their back last year so well, and this year they're handling the fact that we won and avoiding that complacency better than I could have imagined. We don't have to do anything. They're just so focused. They're so hardworking. They understand that they need to approach this with all the intensity that they did last year if they want to get back to a point where they can enjoy that special feeling late in the year again. So, yeah, it's been a total non-issue. There's, you know, when first pitch is thrown, they're locked in. Hopefully, I know they will enjoy the pregame ceremony tonight, and I also know they'll be locked in by pitch one.
They did. I mean, John Lester went out there, I thought, pitched very well considering the conditions last night. Defense wasn't great last night. There were a couple of mistakes, one leading to the game extending a little bit and it continuing to be in doubt late in the game. But I often wonder when, and you see this happen in championship teams, where on the night where they get a ring,
they get worked.
Yeah. And
they're clunky.
Right. To the Cubs' credit, they're playing a team that had to sit there and watch the majesty of as you would say, the package was on display. Yeah. You're sitting there as a Dodger. You're like, these son of a.
You went to your favorite girl's wedding. That's what you did last night for 2 hours. You've been chasing it for years, and you watched her get married to somebody else.
Someone else. Yeah. And they paraded it around the room. They danced around you.
You're like, hey. Yay. You look at her dad like, I was friends with you, too. Remember that?
We used to be cool. And now look at you. Now you don't know me.
I miss one golf appointment, and this is what you do to me.
This is how it is now, Frank. Well, this is what it is.
Just wait till they open up those envelopes underneath every one of those dinner tables. Ha ha! Who will have the last laugh then? Didn't know your daughter did that, did you?
Yeah. All the people that are going to be coming out for that garter.
Nah, man. You know what it is for me? Well, not for me, but what I think happens here. The first piece of adversity, that's when it's let go.
Okay.
The first piece of adversity, the first injury where guys are feeling sorry for themselves. I mean, hell, what did they lose in May? Like 10 of 15 or something like that last year when it was like, oh, my God, what's going on with the Cubs? Well, baseball was happening, and baseball will happen at some point during this season.
Absolutely.
And someone, whether it be John Lester or John Lackey or Anthony Rizzo or one of the other guys, because it won't be Joe Maddon because he allows these guys to do it, but somebody will be like, hey, you know, last year was last year. We're getting our ass kicked now. Things are happening in a way where, and I'm not saying for all the people who want to hear what they want to hear, not saying that the Cubs are going to be bad, but they're going to run into a piece of adversity at some point throughout this season. It's just bound to happen. The season's too damn long for you not to. 162 games, 6 months. It's going to happen. And that's, I think, that point officially for them in the clubhouse, it'll be over then. They could say it's over last night. They could say it's over this
weekend.
It'll
be over tomorrow. Yeah.
There will still be guys sitting there like, yo, we're pretty hot bleep. You know, we won the World Series. Well,
think about what happened today where you had a bunch of the guys out and about in the streets of Chicago celebrating. And I think I am not casting any aspersions on their celebrations. Do what you got to do. You have earned it. And if people want to pay you for your time, especially these guys who are making nothing, these young guys who are making nothing, you want to go give work for an hour and get some real dough, I'm all for it. You had Chris Bryant hitting dingers into the river.
How much you think that cost?
With Red Bull, right?
For an hour.
And I mean,
For an hour.
It worked, right? I just said Red Bull on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you had that going on.
We were going there like 25 large.
That feels about right to me. Because you're asking.
An hour is a real amount of time. This ain't no 25 minute walk in, shake hands.
And wave.
Yeah.
And I mean, swinging. And he was hitting, right. So, I mean, it's a real kind of session going on there. They had the cage set up for the guy who was throwing to him and everything. And that guy's got to get broke off a little bit of this. So you had that going on. Kyle Schwarber was at Macy's. And I didn't know what was going on. I took the Pedway from the Red Line.
Saw a lot of people.
Yeah, and I didn't know what was happening. I guess Tanny walked by. You walked through Macy's? Or?
Yeah, I get in around 10 off the Red Line, and I like to cut through Macy's because, you know, the Pedway is a little, you know.
A little sketch?
Yeah, a little sketch. And it also, I enjoy the department store vibe, just walking through the department store, like the fragrances and everything. Everyone's happy that you're in
there.
We're
learning something. It's well lit.
Yeah, that and just, you know, so I was
we're learning how he picks his spirits up before he has to deal with Bernstein every day is walking through, you know, smelling
a
little Lancome or something like that.
You have to find your little, you know, paradise before you deal
with that idiot.
So I'm walking through and I'm about to walk through the lids, which is like right at the end where you can go back out to the Pedway through to the building. And they're about to tackle me. They're like, sir, please, sir, your pass. And I had my headphones on. As always, and they're like, you know. I saw they had like these gates set up, and they were getting ready for Schwarbs to be at the lids down there in the Macy's. So
nice.
And then all of a sudden, a bunch of United guys came
right,
attacking
dragged
you to
your
the
ass
ground.
Out to, like, hey, I'm not even resisting right now. Give me your hat. Get on the ground. Bow to your sensei. Nah, dude. Yeah, these guys and Javi Baez getting a street named after him.
Well, that's been in the works for a while, and I guess it became official today. The mayor was
the
out
mayor
there.
Mayor was out there with him.
With him in Humboldt Park, and it's weird that a guy that's what 23 years old would get a name, but that's what happens when a community, your community embraces you and they want to share something good. And that's
like
how you.
Like the street that's going to be named in Homewood after you.
Please. Not in Homewood. I'll take one in Hyde Park. I mean,
who
maybe
would
in Homewood.
Who first, Homewood or Hyde Park?
probably Hyde Park. But I'm good.
Isn't the radio studio at HF named after you?
No, but my picture is on the wall there. The HF, we actually did a, they were raising money for PAWS this weekend, so they did a radiothon. So, like, I was on, Jason Benetti was on, Chuck Garfine.
Wow.
The HF Mafia, man.
The big shooters in the Chicago radio and TV business.
HF Mafia, we got to represent. We want to help those kids because there are people who came back and helped us.
Nice.
That's
nice.
The way it's supposed to be. I still think it'll be Hyde Park before Homewood.
Yeah,
ETA. Although, I mean, if Homewood was the, that's fine. Be right
next
across.
Next to the home run in.
No, right to the, because we were right
not
by
home
the
run in, Aurelio's.
Right by the Burger King would be fine.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Right by the Culver's. Any way they want to go.
I get none of that love in Evanston.
Please.
Zero love.
Please.
None of
I that. Did a TV show 5 weeks ago where they were out at Evanston Township High School.
None of that love.
And the dude was like, hey, Lawrence, you work with Jason. Jason used to go to Evanston Township High School.
I'd love to go back and talk to kids at Evanston. Never gotten an invite. It's all good. I don't even want money.
The gym at ETHS is going to probably be named after you.
Not at all. It's going to be named after, Stephen Everett or something like that. It's going to be named after who's the old lineman for Atlanta back in the day, Mike Ken.
You're from on the Evanston.
Yeah, it's true. Very true.
Represents nothing wrong with being from Evanston.
No doubt. By way of Rogers Park, Yeah, I'm very, very proud of it. Went over there to Church Street Barbershop the other day when I had my week off. Go check in on everybody. Make sure everybody's still alive.
Yeah, I was wondering if you went out of town.
No, I my kid, his first week at daycare was last week.
Okay.
So the first 2 days was the whole drop-off and transitional period and hanging out there for a little bit. And, I get a few weeks of paternity leave that I haven't taken or, didn't
you
take.
You should. Why not?
Yeah. So I took
part of your compensation.
Well, that's the thing. Friday was going to be my only day where I didn't have, because my lady went back to work Thursday. So Friday was going to be the real day that I was going to have off. Like Monday through Thursday, I was going to be with him and her the whole time, pretty much. And he gets sick on Thursday. He gets a fever on Thursday.
Aww.
They sent him home. And then they were like, see you on Monday. I'm like, what?
What do you mean?
I'm like, I look at my watch, like, it says Thursday. It's like, yeah, you can't bring him back if he's sick for a day. So me and him hung out on Friday, and that was it. So my whole week was at home just listening every once in a while.
Did you have, like, grand plans in your mind on what that week was going to be?
Then you kidding me? Grand plans? It was going to be the first week in 11 months that I would not have been around a pregnant woman or a baby. Pretty much most of the day. And shout out to both, my seed and my lady, because I love them both. But, you know what my life was.
Yes.
Like, I used to be able to do whatever the hell I wanted to. Did it more times than not.
What's great for me is, like, watching you now, like, when the show is over.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Jay is out the door because you got responsibilities.
I try my hardest to say goodbye to the guys because I forget to do that quite often.
Is that your hardest?
Yes. Well, I go in there and you guys are laughing and having fun like I used to have. And then
horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
No, I gotta go pick up my lady and my baby. So it's like, I don't want to, everything. They come before everything, so I want to make sure I get out to them as quickly as possible. But, yeah, man, Friday I was going to go see Kong.
Skull Island?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Bernstein keeps trying to get everyone to see that?
Yeah, well.
Wonder why?
I want to go.
What? Did I say something wrong? Look at the time.
Yes, look at the time. Don't we have another baseball schedule thing to do? We got like six of them a second.
No, right? Well, there's a couple things we need to do. Like, for example, we need to display the great hats from American Needle, which are here.
Oh, look at them.
Because the video stream at 670thescore.com is going on right now. They make the finest quality baseball caps that are out there.
Old school Cubs hat right here. They got the dad vintage hats right there with the small logos and the bent brims. They got the beautiful Blackhawks hat with the black bill and the red paneling. The old school Sox hat. Two old school Sox hats up here for you. AmericanNeedle.com is the place to be if you need your spring or playoff hockey hat wear.
Yeah, Thursday night. It gets going for the Blackhawks. Maybe we'll spend a little bit of time on that either tomorrow or Thursday. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Taco Bell. Now we talking. The Cubs are off tonight. The White Sox are playing right now in Cleveland. Last I looked, it was 1-1 tied up in the sixth inning. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you guys heard about the new loaded taco burrito?
Yes. It's awesome.
It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside a burrito. Plus, double
the seasoned beef.
You best believe it. Just $1.49 at Taco Bell.
For more seasoned beef, Lawrence Holmes and Jason Goff will be back after these messages on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
It was really cold, but I thought the ceremony was amazing, and I thought that they hit all of the right notes. And then if you did actually stick around, you got a walk-off win, which, oh yeah, by the way, a nice little cherry on top of the sundae.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford Tough. Will Myers of the San Diego Padres hit for the cycle yesterday. What's more impressive wasn't just the cycle, it's that the triple came on his final at-bat. The triple, obviously, the most difficult to accomplish, especially when you know that's what you need in order to hit for the cycle. So maybe Will Myers' cycle doesn't fit this as much as others, but isn't the cycle kind of like a triple-double? The triple-double is great, but if you get 12, 10, and 10 rebounds, is that better than having 50 points and 15 assists and only two boards? The answer is no. The cycle is amazing. Wouldn't you rather have three home runs instead of a single, double, triple, and home run? But like Russell Westbrook's triple-doubles, our attention is magnified by the completeness of hitting for every possible outcome in a Major League Baseball game. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 4.
Worn-out tires can cost you a lot more than new tires.
It's true. In the long run, badly worn tires put stress on suspension parts,
which can lead to real expensive repairs.
Worn tires have poor traction.
That's why so many families are riding on Merlin 200,000-mile warranty tires.
What's your family riding on?
Stop in at your local Merlin 200,000-mile shop for details and a free tire inspection today.
At Merlin. More life for you and your car.
It's rebate madness at Merlin's. Visit merlins.com/spring to save $60 on Continental tires and get a $70 rebate. Then save 10% on Monroe shocks and struts with a $100 rebate. Plus, get another $100 rebate when you use your Merlin credit card. See shop for promotion details. Visit merlins.com/spring for coupons. Stop by for a free inspection today.
Your weekly R&R
horoscope. Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Good game out in Cleveland. White Sox and Indians tied at 1 in the bottom of the 7th. Todd Frazier and Francisco Lindor with home runs in the game. James Shields started, had a really good outing, 5 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run allowed, and 6 strikeouts. So it's tied up at 1. Bottom of the 7th, Sox and Indians. Cubs and Dodgers are off today. Game 2 resumes tomorrow out at Wrigley. John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame starts at 6 right here on The Score. One final Major League Baseball today. Tigers over the Twins 2-1. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. Now a win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Miami takes on Washington tomorrow. If the Heat win, the Bulls lose. Miami will move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. Off the ice today, Michael Roosevelt underwent surgery to repair facial fractures. The team said he's expected to make a full recovery. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Breaking news on The Score. That's brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. You searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Well, visit USWaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, this is that time in the day where we try to look at what's going to happen this evening in sports on television or on the radio and see what we're watching. Well, tonight, you don't have any local baseball because the Sox are wrapping up here soon with the Cleveland Indians and the Cubs are off. So, all right, where are we going here? You want Cardinals, Nationals at 6 p.m.? Get yourself a little out-of-town baseball. Of course, inside the division with the National League as well.
You know, it was great. Last night during the Cubs' rain delay, it was like every time they went back to the Nationals game, Bryce Harper was up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
and
great.
Every time he was getting on base.
Yeah,
was
damn right
times,
he was.
Six times?
4 for 4.
And 2 walks.
And 2 walks yeah. for Bryce. And it's like, oh, okay, I can watch one of the best players in the game
I'm
while I
that.
Wait. I'm cool with that.
For the people who missed that story earlier on, I had a very jarring night where I fell asleep for the first time in a very, very long time, very early. with the baby right there on me. And I woke up in the seventh inning of the game feeling like I was late for school or something like that. Like, I was like, oh, man, I missed the banner and I missed all the celebration. But I had it on DVR, so I went back and finished it up late this morning.
Can I offer for people who don't have the time to consume an entire baseball game on a nightly basis, the At-Bat app offers you condensed games. You can watch the whole game in 15 minutes. They do it every night after. It's right there underneath the box score. So if there are ever nights where you're like, I just can't. Like, I can't invest, and you want to see the game, you're good to go in the condensed game.
That's a drug that I don't want to get hooked on.
Yeah?
Because you know me. I mean, like, I...
Well, you need it, like, because you watch everything,
That's the problem. Jay will watch every single condensed game that there is.
Exactly! Yes.
I'll go around the whole schedule.
I'll go around the league. Right. So I would have spent the time that I would have spent watching one game, watching everybody's game in the entire night, and then having no story or backdrop to any of it because I missed all the, you know, the analysis and all the play-by-play little quirks and quips from the broadcaster. So yes, that would probably be a bad drug for me. But now that I know, well, I knew about it last year too, working with Spiegel. And he used it quite often, so maybe I'll jump back into it. But if I can watch the game, you know, I like to settle in to seasons.
Sure, no,
baseball season is terrific.
I'm just saying that there are some nights where you have obligations of other things that you need to get done in a night.
Screaming, crying baby,
like all of that stuff. So if you're someone who needs that, like you want to see what happens, but you don't necessarily on a nightly basis have 4 hours to invest. The condensed game feature on the At-Bat app is perfection.
A couple of basketball games for you as well. Thunder at Timberwolves.
Russ!
Suns at Kings. Russell Westbrook getting ready to face off against James Harden in the first round of an NBA playoff series is going to be exceptional. So,
man,
it's going to be fun times this NBA playoffs. I think things like the NBA season always takes you to a place where it's like, oh yeah, I already know what's going to happen. And then there's something that goes a little haywire in the NBA gods' minds where they're like, all right, we're going to make Cleveland awful the last week of the season. And we're going to make Bulls fans think they could beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. And we're going to make a James Harden statement that only applies to James in this year because he wants the MVP, and Kevin Durant's going to come back and look okay with the Warriors. Oh, and by the way, we're going to put out there that the rest of the NBA hates Steph Curry for myriad reasons.
It's kind of the reason that I don't want the Bulls in, because I don't need them mucking up my NBA playoffs. I feel like there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, I get to watch Giannis in the playoffs again.
You know,
I get to watch what's happening out
see
in the
Heat?
West.
You want to see Deion Waiters and the Pacers jump in there?
No, I'm not going to watch any of that. I'm not watching any of that nonsense. That's why I don't want the Bulls. Like, we're obligated at that point to then watch what is going on. So
watch the Bulls take the Celts to 6 as D. Wade fights back from an elbow injury and Jimmy Butler stakes his claim as the best two-way player in the NBA.
Kawhi Leonard.
Well, just saying.
LeBron James.
And what people think that don't watch him every night.
Do they not watch Kawhi?
They don't watch Kawhi every night either because it's the Spurs and they're boring.
Kawhi Leonard, Scottie Pippen with a jump shot.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. So that's what's on tonight. So you got your pick of the litter, or you can jump on, you know, you can jump on your Amazon Fire Stick and fire up a movie that you haven't seen. Fellas, what are you guys watching tonight?
I'll be here with Barry Rosner from 7 to 10.
So you're doing that thing again?
Joy.
Yeah, but I'm out of here at 10, so it's an early night for me.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's right, because we have Bears All Access coming up after we're done.
Nice. Tanny?
Well, the Cubs last night robbed me of one of my few joys in life, the season premiere of Better Call Saul. So I got that tonight on the DVR. I've got to watch it. I've got to stay awake, watch the whole thing.
Right there with you, Tanny.
Stay glued to every scene. You can't miss a scene.
That's the show that I wanted to watch when it first came out, and I never got to.
I think I can say it's the best show on television. It's definitely my favorite. I talk about a lot of shows, best new show, best drama. This is overall like the best show in my opinion.
I'm DVRing it tonight, too. Like, I'm going to watch Better Call Saul and Brockmire. Everyone's been on that. I heard Hank Azaria on the score. I heard his interview that he did with Stern. I'm really looking forward to watching that show.
I enjoy it. I think there's going to be some, I think it's going to have something there. Like, you know, as they get deeper into it, because, you know, the pilot's always like, you know, they spray to, you know, all fields or whatever. I think there's going to be some stuff there for Brockmire. I'm going to give it another shot for episode 2.
So that's it. That's what's on tonight. Enjoy yourselves. You're welcome. You're all welcome.
You're welcome. As far as baseball goes, the Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Cabela's. Cubs are off tonight. White Sox right now tied in the eighth inning against Cleveland. One apiece in the top of the eighth. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule. Brought to you by Cabela's. Cabela's Fishing Classic. New products, amazing deals. Your one stop before the water. Get 25% off all Rapella tools, lures, and tackle bags in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
I want you to think about the 10 most valuable teams in Major League Baseball. Of course, the Cubs are in there.
And I got four of them.
The percentage one-year change and who's had the highest one-year changes, not negatively or positively, could be both. But I want to give those to you when we come back and why it's happening across baseball. He's Lawrence Holmes. He's in for Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Len Kasper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
The park looks great. For some fans who used to like being able to see the pitchers warm up on the field, it was a little strange, I have to admit.
Len Kasper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
70 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You must enjoy the celebration. What we just accomplished, you should celebrate achievement always, always. And I think our guys are pro enough to really strike the balance. I think we've already shown that the first six games of the season. I thought we showed it during spring training. I really was impressed with our guys during camp.
You hear that? You must celebrate achievement, whether it be a bumper sticker on the back of your car, commemorating your kid getting on the honor roll, or winning the World Series. Or not. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein over the next couple of days, and we are happy to have him here. All right, Lawrence, Forbes.com put out their team valuations, top 10 teams in Major League Baseball. By the way, I hate when websites do this where they make you go through a slideshow instead of listing the numbers. You know, my page click isn't that important to you, is it? Is it?
Just give me your list.
Just give me your list.
And the author who put it all together. That would be great.
Right. So number 10 overall is the Washington Nationals. Current value, $1.6 billion. Oh. 9, the Philadelphia Phillies with a 1.65 valuation. A one-year change, which is the highest in the top 10 of 34%. Now, I don't know if that is going down or going up. It just says a one-year change. Now, that'll be important when we get to the Chicago Cubs number. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and by now I'm surprised that we haven't figured this thing out with their name, but that's fine. $1.75 billion as the 31% one-year change.
So someone should have been like, can we enough with the name?
At some point. Either they're L.A. or they're Anaheim. They're not the same. Figure this out. You don't have to fight over it. You know, we're not splitting it down the middle like we were looking at a custody battle here. All right, the St. Louis Cardinals. This is lower than I thought it would be. Number 7 overall, current valuation of $1.8 billion, a 12% one-year change. The Nye Mets, my favorite squadron, are $2 billion for the New York Mets. $2.65 billion for the San Francisco Giants, 18% one-year change. And the Chicago Cubs coming in number 4 with a $2.68 billion valuation with a one-year change of 22%. That is pretty high for a tenured, you know, historic franchise. This isn't one of these others. This isn't the Angels where they, you know, they build a new park or you have a superstar in Mike Trout. Now,
I think 2 years from now, when we look on this list,
they're going to be higher
because the TV deal is coming.
And Forbes writes about the TV deal being in here and how Major League Baseball revenues are up 19% from last year.
I keep trying to tell people. I mean, I was talking about it earlier with the At Bat app. All the stuff that it's incredible. And remember, I mean, I'm not lying here. MLB owns hockey's video rights.
Right. So whenever you want to just do something on the weekend with that, you know, you do that if you're a baseball guy.
It's like, yeah, you guys need some money? Okay, here's $100 million. We want all of your video. And Gary Bettman was like, cool. Cash? Great.
All right, and they're like, is Jay Zawoski still alive? Cool. Now we got one guy who's going to watch this all the time.
Their podcast is doing well.
No, it is. No, I love those guys, Jimmy Nouveau and Jay Zawoski. The Boston Red Sox coming in at $2.7 billion. The Los Angeles Dodgers, $2.75. And, of course, the behemoth that is the New York Yankees. All right. So the Dodgers are 2.75, right? Before that, 2.68. Before that, 2.55.
Try $4 billion for the Yankees.
$3.7 billion for the New York Yankees. That is what they are valued at for 2017. So all that shiny stuff that you're seeing walking around the plaza and that big new screen that you loved yesterday and the grassy knoll and the new Starbucks is like a Starbucks Reserve, too. Like they got fancy, even fancier Starbucks over there.
Well, here's what's crazy is that there's a big old Starbucks right on the corner of Addison and Sheffield. So, I mean, it's really like two blocks, and then you turn into right there into the plaza. And then there's, and that one's like super fancy, too. So I was blown away by the way that that plaza looked, though, Jay.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be a really cool place for people to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Get tased.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately.
At some
someone's going to mess it up.
Like Sox Cubs is going to be ridiculous in that plaza.
You know what's interesting? Because I was having a conversation. I was at the White Sox game on Sunday. And I was talking with a friend who's from out of town and has no connection to either team and was talking about, oh, you know, Cubs Sox games here must be crazy. And we were talking about it because one of the guys threw a home run back that the Twins hit and they promptly kicked his ass out.
We don't do that here.
That's not our thing. Give the ball to a kid has been the tradition over there. And so we were talking about it and they were like, oh, well, you know, Cubs Sox here must be great. And I was like, you know. Not so much. I prefer, if I'm going to go to a Cubs Sox game as a fan, I prefer going to the games over at Wrigley. Every time that I've gone, and you wear your, you know, wear your gang colors, and you go on over there, it's cool. Like, everyone's just like, what's up? Like, let's have a good time. Let's make fun of each other. Right. A little bit. Like, a little bit.
At the sell, not guaranteed rate, It's a tough place.
It's a different animal.
Because, you know, the inferiority complex that every Sox fan has. I won't say every, but too many Sox fans have. Dude, I was going to play ball at 6:30 in the morning. I'm getting back to my Park Ridge Saturday morning balling.
Shady Acres?
Yeah. And I pull into the toll booth, and I got my Sox T-shirt on. And my buddy Eron is in the passenger seat. He's a Cubs fan. And we pull in, and the toll booth guy goes, "Hey, good to see someone still wearing Sox stuff. Tired of all this damn Cub stuff I'm seeing all the time."
Hashtag we still here.
And I'm like, yeah, you damn right, we still out here. And then Eron just looks at me like, yeah, man, come on, like y'all still on that? I'm like, yeah, you kind of gotta be. That's fun, but it gets weird.
It gets too serious, and there's like a fever pitch that grows before the game starts, and it's just not great. It's uncomfortable.
Un-American, damn it!
No, I didn't say that. No, it's very American, but it's uncomfortable. And games over at Wrigley, like it's like, hey, Holmes, what's happening? Come sit down. Mm-hmm. Let's have a beer, like. It's just like more of a laid back vibe, and it's going to be even more laid back over there now.
You got to go with a Sox fan if you're going to Cubs Sox during at guaranteed rate. Cubs Sox Bears. I channeled my inner Doug Buffone. God bless.
Damn right.
Scott Point.
Hey, I'm Doug Buffone. Cubs Sox Bears.
What? It might be a kind of a...
Shut it down!
You know, and I'd be against some of the laws in most forest preserves, but, you know, I'm sure there's an age of consent where you don't want the Cubs doing that to the Bears, but hey.
Whatever. Let me give you one more last Chicago baseball game day schedule. This one presented by Presence Health.
Oh.
Cubs are off tonight. White Sox and Indians tied at one. They almost had Andrew Miller in the top of the eighth, but couldn't get it. So it's still a 1-1 game out there in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.com.org. I'm sorry, presencehealth.org/findadoc. We like to thank everyone involved with the show today.
Miller.
Especially you who listened.
Yeah.
Miller.
Appreciate you.
Jen Latta, who's on the show. Joe Davis.
Or Jed Latta.
Jed Latta is her brother who's GM of the Cubs.
Right.
And Joe Davis, who joined us. Our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Hey, I'm Doug Buffon. Cubs, Sox, Bears.
We got to look into that because I want to know if it's against the law. Like if the Bears have the same laws that we have where there has to be an age of consent. If you can just be a Cub going around doing that to a Bear, is that legal?
Our video stream coordinator is Brian Gertz.
To me, though, here's a hard fought game.
Hey, man, I had one of those last night. Be careful which ones you trust, though.
Yeah, especially as you get older. And our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Well, yeah, the dog, Chucky boy. Put the shoe down, Chuck. Put it down. This dog, how do you control these dogs, by the way?
Well, why don't you ask Dalvin Cook?
Well, yeah, don't ask Dalvin Cook. That's just bad.
There's an FSU fan who texts every time Matt Miller talks about Dalvin Cook. Why is he always pooping on my guy? Well, your guy's got issues. He's got issues.
Your guy's Joe Mixon, and no one seems to care that your guy is Joe Mixon.
And he's not as fast as everyone thought he was. And he's smaller than everyone thought he was. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he's great. All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow. Looking forward to it, Lawrence.
Me too, man. This was a lot of fun today. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we can spread out a little bit tomorrow as well because there's no local sports on tonight. So we'll do that tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. We'll do it again tomorrow. Bears All Access coming up next hour. And then after that, our guy Nick Shepkowski and Barry Rosner will be on from 7 to 10. We thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Oh, and 24 Legacy from last night. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. Yeah, they're on my Xfinity X1 DVR, which, by the way, is the very best in the business. I can watch a show and record up to five others at the same time. That's why I love the X1 system. Super fast internet, always reliable, thousands of movies and TV shows on demand, and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. So me and the boys are out to dinner. They can always hook up their iPads using Xfinity Wi-Fi, or maybe a cross-country road trip is in our future for this summer. We'll be able to hook into any one of those millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. With Xfinity X1, you get over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to your Netflix subscription. So for limited time, you can get the Xfinity X1 and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for two full years with a two-year term agreement and enrollment in Eco Bill and auto pay. Just means no paper. You never forget to pay your bill. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Switch now to get this limited offer from Xfinity. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY and do it now.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey, it's Hanley here. Put on your best bow tie and don't forget your favorite derby hat because the Illinois Derby is back. Join in all the action. Saturday, April 22nd at beautiful Hawthorne Racecourse, they're going to host Chicago's richest traditional dirt track thoroughbred race, plus live music, gate giveaways, and trackside barbecue, and much, much more. Tickets are on sale right now for the party box, patio seats, and all-you-can-eat dining room buffets. Tickets are going to sell out. Get ready to place your bets at the 59th running of the Illinois Derby presented by ExpressBet. Saturday, April 22nd. For tickets and details, the action starts at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit ClimateGuardWindows.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall.